Hi, I'm Sima Shapiro, the host of the new Contemporary Lifestyle Radio Show for Women Over 40, featuring everything about your health, wealth, children, happiness, and anything else of interest to you, the listener. Please stay tuned. Today I'll be talking with two women photographers passionate about displaying women's bodies and in doing so helping empower them and others to find self-acceptance. Cindy Johnson is a boudoir photographer who lives in Franklin, Indiana. It is her passion to show women and men how to see themselves as their loved ones see them. She loves to coax people out of their comfort zones. When she is not photographing people, she can be found spending time with her four children and her husband and caring for her goats, ducks, chickens, dogs, cats, and various foster pets. Eleanor Carucci graduated in 1995 from Bezalel Academy of Arts and Design with a degree in photography and moved to New York that same year. Her work has been included in many solo and group exhibitions worldwide. Her photographs are included in the collections of the Museum of Modern Art, New York, the Brooklyn Museum of Art, Houston Museum of Fine Art, and many others. Her work has appeared in such magazines as the New York Times Magazine, The New Yorker, New York Magazine. She was awarded the ICP Infinity Award in 2001, the Guggenheim Fellowship in 2002, and NYFA in 2010. She has published three monographs to date, Closer, Diary of a Dancer, and Mother, and currently teaches at the Graduate Program of Photography at the School of Visual Arts. So welcome, Cindy and Eleanor.
Thank you, Sima.
Okay, let's talk a little bit about your journey to this present passion of yours, this present position, and tell me how you've come to this place. Eleanor?
Well, I'm 45, and my journey started when I was 15, so it's 30 years ago, and I started by photographing my mom. Just one afternoon, I took my father's camera, and she woke up from an afternoon nap, and I took some pictures of her, and then some more pictures, and then some more pictures. And the process of photographing her was so, for me, it was an eye and a soul opening. There was so much more I could see and feel and understand while photographing of her and then of the rest of my family, that I decided that's who I want to be. I want to see more and feel more and understand more of the world around me. And I decided at the age of 17 that I want to become a photographer.
And Cindy?
I was a stay-at-home mom for years, and I really just wanted to take the best photos of my kids that I could. So I just started learning all I could about photography, and I, you know, posted my photos on Facebook, and some of my friends were saying, oh, can you take pictures of my family? And sort of my family photography grew out of that, just wanting to document all my friends' kids. And then a few years ago, one of my friends asked me to shoot boudoir photography for her, and I really didn't know anything about it. I was like, oh, yeah, sure, I'll try. Take your clothes off, and I'll take your picture. And she looked on the back of my camera. It hadn't been edited or anything, and she had tears in her eyes and said she's never felt so beautiful. And that's when I decided that's what I want to do with my life. I want to make people feel that beautiful.
So before I ask you more about the vein in which you're working, who are your mentors or whose photography do you aspire to?
I think mainly Nan Golden. Mm-hmm. I started taking pictures as a teenager, but then when I got to Bezalel Academy of Art, I was looking at many photographers, and then I discovered her classic, her book, The Ballad of Sexual Dependency. Mm-hmm. And the work was so raw and honest and emotional. She was breaking many rules of photography to create images that really moved me. So for me, she is a big influence, and as well as Mary Ellen Mark.
Yep.
Whose work I saw very young, her work that she did in India, Falkland Road, and recently a show in Aperture Gallery about Tiny, a woman she photographed since she was a teenager till the year before Mary Ellen died. And for similar reasons, they're very different photographers, but Mary Ellen's work as well is very raw, intimate, filled with emotions, and very moving.
And Cindy?
No, I really, it's funny, I'm kind of far removed from the art world out here in my little tiny town in small town America, and actually this talk is making me want to explore more of the art of photography. I'm really just inspired by the women around me and wanting to capture everyday life.
When I was researching this subject, I found a ton of similar projects, many more than I expected. Photography shows dedicated to displaying pregnant women, lesbian women, same-sex women in family situations. I found nonprofit groups who tried to espouse similar missions of anti-shaming, promoting body image. Can either of you explain to me why in this period of time we seem to be so caught up with these types of issues? Eleanor?
I don't think it's a new interest. I just think women didn't have the voice before, and there needed to be pioneers. I mean, I think we always cared about those issues. It just that it was 100 years ago, it was hard to express them because there were less women photographers, women writers, women artists, or maybe they were, but we never got to see their work. And so I think it's because we can now. I don't think it's something new that we feel or think, but we finally got to the stage with the revolution of feminism, of being able to make art, make movies. You know, there's still a long way to go, but I think it's just because we can finally express what we feel and think and believe in.
Cindy, same question?
You know, in the modern world, I feel like we have a little more leisure time. There was a time when women were spending all their time in the day-to-day taking care of their family, and now with modern conveniences, we have more time to think about these kind of issues. And then also with social media, we have more ways for our voice to be heard and more ways to get our images out there.
So, Cindy, you're quoted as saying, "I believe everybody is a work of art, and it is my passion to show you how beautiful you truly are. I photograph souls, they just happen to be clothed in bodies." Can you tell me a little bit about that statement?
Yeah, you know, I think that the media tends to make us believe that beauty is this little box and that there's sort of a pinnacle of beauty, and if you fit in this box, you are the most beautiful. And I really believe there are just so many different kinds of beauty. You know, you're not more beautiful with makeup or without makeup. It's just a different kind of beauty. I love to see naked bodies, not because so much I want to see the flesh, but I really believe that when those physical barriers come off and it kind of shakes you a little bit, it's kind of uncomfortable to be naked in front of a stranger. You let those emotional barriers come down a bit, and I feel like I get to see more of someone's soul as a stranger than most people get to see.
Eleanor, same question, but I know it wasn't your paraphrase, but I know that you have similar feelings. Can you address that?
I relate a lot to what Cindy was saying with my editorial work that over the last decade became more and more exclusive of families and stories of real people. I don't do fashion or beauty. And then there is my personal work. And in both, I aim to find, I think, both the universal, the beautiful, but also the flaws that we all have and share, and of just being human and not being perfect. And I think with my photography, I want to show the beauty of everyday life, the beauty of who we are, but also the acceptance and the, I guess, maybe the poetic and the side of the difficulties, the things that we don't feel comfortable about. And I do it very deeply in my personal work when I photograph my mother and myself, my husband, my children, and in a more limited way when I do photograph strangers for magazines and stories about people who've been through something. And with them, I'll just go as deep as they let me.
And what is your hope for sharing or imparting these images for other women to see?
I think there is a very strong element of compassion and comfort in my work that starts with trying to bring comfort to myself as a human being, even before as a woman, and saying to myself, this is not a secret, the way I look or the way I feel or the fight I had with my child, this is okay. And then there is also the element of reaching out with the work, trying to bring the universal of all those elements. It's nothing, I mean, nothing is too special about my life. It's being a daughter, being a sister, being a wife, being a mother, being a person, and what we share as human beings, and to kind of say with the work, it's okay. We don't have to hide behind facades and smiles and saying that we look perfect, we feel perfect, our families are perfect. it's okay to be who we are. We share more than we understand, and it's a way to reach out to other people, not only women, in a way to bring comfort, to accept who we are, to see the beauty is in our everyday lives with the beautiful and the terrible moments.
Mm-hmm. And Cindy, Eleanor has spent a lot of time doing work around her own motherhood and being a mother and having children. And I'm wondering, as a mother yourself, how much impact does that have on the body of your work?
As moms, I think we learn to see the beauty in a deeper way. All we see in our children is beauty. They are so beautiful, and in our spouses and in the world, that we just learned a more deep appreciation. And we have a hard time turning that back on ourselves. You know, as women, we're like, oh, you look amazing, and we'll tell each other that. But to take that sensibility and turn it back on ourselves, we don't always do. And so a lot of my women I photograph are moms, and they've learned so strongly how to send that love out to other people. It's showing them how to send that love back to themselves as well.
Mm-hmm. And I know we all think about manufacturers like Dove, for example, who started their campaigns capitalizing on the fact that women's bodies are not made in the standard model image. But I always have a sense when I'm watching TV, for example, or I'm looking at magazine ads, that there's kind of a push-pull effect going on in the universe, that the pull is that things will always stay the same and that women's bodies should look a certain way, and the push is that no, women's bodies aren't perfect, and therefore they're perfect the way they are. Do either of you have thoughts about that?
I do agree with what you're saying, but I do feel there is a progress.
You do?
You know, even thinking about the times that I was a teenager and looking at my daughter today, she admires Meghan Trainor, she admires Adele. I know I had the crazy Madonna and, you know, Cyndi Lauper and the feminism that came with that, but I feel that even though it's not perfect, she has role models, singers, actresses that are not, you know, the skinny runaway model type.
Mm-hmm.
So I think we're slowly, and this is frustrating in so many other fields in our lives, the progress is slow, but it's there. We can't fix the world. We might never fix it completely, but there is a progress that I feel from my youth to her.
Mm-hmm. We're talking today with two women photographers passionate about displaying women's bodies and helping empower these women and others to find self-acceptance. Cindy, you were starting to say?
About the whole push and pull. You know, I think there's such a push for everyone to feel beautiful about themselves, regardless of body type, regardless, you know, of all these different things. But then I also find that as soon as you do feel beautiful about yourself, and then, you know, the whole selfie backlash. I feel beautiful about myself. I'm going to post a selfie. And then everyone's like, oh, she must think she's pretty. It's like, well, yeah, she should think she's pretty.
Yeah.
You know, I think there's a fine line between arrogance and feeling great about yourself. And I think feeling great about yourself is I feel great. And it doesn't have to mean I feel better than you. And I think when you feel really great about yourself, it can be a challenge to those that have body image issues that they're struggling with.
Sure.
And I think also the message that I'm trying to bring with my work, and I see other women, that you should feel great even in the days that you don't look beautiful and you don't have a makeover done, you know. And let just be more real. And in that term, too, there is a very push and pull for all of us. I was looking at Nan Goldin's show now at the MoMA, and you would think that with all of social media, there would be more revealing images of people's lives. But as Cindy was saying, all the selfies are sometimes another way of a facade. And at least with my work, and I know that some other artists, musicians, photographers, I'm trying to find a way to have some acceptance, even if we don't feel beautiful, even if some parts of us, you know, physically or emotionally, are not beautiful. Let's try to accept who we are and who our husbands are or our mothers are. And this is not easy.
Cindy, obviously you've talked about the boudoir photography. Tell me a little bit more about the field and, you know, your passion for continuing with this. And I also want to know, how do you go about doing it? Do you position women or do you just allow them to be spontaneous?
My work is a lot more spontaneous, I think, than a lot of boudoir photography I have seen. Everyone's always really nervous when they come to me, every single woman. So we play some music, and it starts out a little more posed because they'll just stand there and say, what do I do with my hands? I don't know what to do. So at first, it's kind of very posy, but even during those shots, a lot of times my favorite ones are the moments between the poses where I just keep clicking away to get little looks and little, you know, little hand motions that really show their personality. So I really prefer a more spontaneous photo.
And Eleanor, do you position people or do you prefer that?
I also feel a little bit like what Cindy was saying, that I'm moving between. I do position something that is a starting point with myself and with the people I sometimes photograph for magazine stories, but then I always have to go along with whatever it is that's happening in front of the camera. And sometimes my idea is not as interesting as what is actually happening. So I think it's important to position. I work a lot with lighting, but then it's also important to let go and just open up to life, you know, to just let a little piece of life just happen in front of you and not disturb it. Just go with it, and beautiful, fascinating things will happen.
What is the truth that so many photographers hope to share with the general public? And also, does the power of the flesh mean anything to either of you? Cindy, we'll start with you.
I think it's such a, you know, a force that is common for all of us. The nude form, the nude flesh, it's like all these things that show our social status, everything. When all that is removed, it just shows how we are all the same. And I think I did a shoot where I had women of all different body types talk about different body image problems they've had. And I think it was really eye-opening for the women who were maybe a little bigger to see, oh, these skinny women, these women that look perfect, have all these body images they've struggled with their whole life as well, that our flesh and our feelings about our flesh and everyone struggling is such a common thing.
Eleanor, you have any thoughts for me?
Your word truth is really, you know, thought-provoking, because I feel the reason why I became a photographer is this search of something truthful. And I many times feel that until I photograph something, I don't really see it, I don't really understand it. So in a way, my photography, the reason I became a photographer is a seek of something honest, to take, to peel something out in myself, in the close ones to me, and even in other people. And so I somehow feel, and it's really stupid, because a camera is a piece of metal and plastic that I put in front of my face, but as I'm taking pictures, sometimes I don't even feel it when I'm taking them, but then when I look at them, I suddenly see something that to me feels like the truth, or something that I wouldn't have seen otherwise if I hadn't been taking pictures. So the whole process of photography is very elusive in this way, to find something truthful about our lives, the world we live in, other people, the relationship we all share. And it's very mysterious, and, you know, it can sometimes fail me, and it can sometimes happen where I find the image that shows something so real.
I would be remiss if I didn't say that for both of you, it sounds like this is truly a spiritual experience. Cindy?
Oh, absolutely. I feel like I get so much joy out of my work, and that I come away from every session with a deeper understanding of myself.
Eleanor?
Yes, I mean, I don't want to sound too spiritual, but what can I say in this, you know, the art world today, so I feel cold, conceptual, even cynical, but I have to admit it, it's a spiritual journey as well for me. There is something I feel, you know, when I'm photographing my own life, other people, as soon as I start taking pictures, it's like a different, it's really a journey. And I'm, like, so focused, I'm so connected, and even at that time, even to strangers, at that time, I'm loving and accepting of who they are. Of course, I'm not going to love them for the rest of my life. Maybe some little part of me will, but there is something very loving and connecting and generous is happening when I'm photographing someone. And I feel that Cindy is sharing the same kind of feeling of connection, of compassion. So
right.
Definitely, I'm guilty. It's a spiritual process.
So what would you say to people who say that these types of projects, whether photographing yourself nude or other women nude, photographing people in positions that may not be the most flattering positions in the world, that you are exploiting these people, that you aren't celebrating them, but that you're actually looking for a means to an end, and that would obviously be to make money. There are those naysayers out there. Do you have to combat that, Eleanor?
I don't get it that much, I have to say. Maybe because the people I photograph for magazines, there is a nudity involved. The nudity, and even the photographs of my children, there is a nudity involved. There's a lot of skin. So the nudity in my work is mine, my mom's, and my husband's mainly. And I do feel, I mean, to the people who talk about exploiting, I do feel that I do celebrate them. I do celebrate us. It's just a different definition of what celebrating one is. Is it making them look flawless and perfect and false in a way, like with makeup and Photoshop? Or is it celebrating who they are for the different aspects of their personality and lives and what they have achieved, how much they aged? And on the other hand, I have to admit that it's a process of taking. I'm taking a lot from my mom. I mean, of course, she has to approve every image I show of her, but there is a process of she gives something to me when she lets me photograph her. Same with my husband. I don't call it exploiting, but they are generous. They open up to me. They trust me to what I feel is a beautiful journey that brings us closer and that celebrates who we are as human beings.
And Cindy?
I think the major factor in thinking whether someone is exploited is whether they had really a meaningful choice to do it or not, whether there was some sort of coercion involved. Really, I think the only person who can decide if she's being exploited is the subject. And I think it sometimes gets a little paternalistic and sexist for someone to say, oh, there's a naked body, they're being exploited, when, you know, like these poor women need to be, need to be coddled and protected from themselves, where if it was a photo of a man, no one would say that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so I think, you know, all the women I photograph, and often there are sessions where no nude photos or no photos at all from their sessions are shared, that they're kept completely private. And anything that is shared in a public forum, it's because they have said, yes, I want you to share this. I want to celebrate this part of me.
Mm-hmm. Has body image been an issue in your own life, Cindy, or in the lives of the women close to you?
Absolutely. And it's funny because sometimes it's like I feel like a little bit of a hypocrite because, you know, I'm telling every woman you are beautiful as you are. These flaws can be celebrated. Everything is beautiful. There's not one little. And then, you know, I'll say to my husband, like, oh, I feel fat today. I don't like the way my hair looks. I don't, you know, I have those little days with the. And then he throws it back in my face. He's like, what do you always tell everyone? And it's true. I think mentally I totally understand that. But then emotionally applying it to myself, I have bad, ugly days, too.
And Eleanor?
Actually, Cindy, to what you're saying, I think it's maybe because you have those feelings that you can connect and understand the women. It's not that you apply one thing to them and another to you. And I would not yet met the woman who doesn't have body issues. I mean, please introduce me to her. I'm 45,
right.
Haven't met her yet. We all do. We all do. I really don't know any one of my friends or even my younger students that are gorgeous and perfect and my friends that are perfect that don't have the self-criticism about her face, her body. Definitely more. I mean, I do see it with men as well, but definitely much more with women. But I feel that, you know, in a way, I also really relate to what Cindy was saying now. It's because I want to comfort myself that I use photography to do something that is similar, to embrace who we are. And it's not because that I, you know, I wake up in the morning and I think, I am just great as I am, my life, my relationship, my body. It's because of my own struggles that I can relate to others. It's because of that that I want to share them with others.
And in terms of your own work, Eleanor, have you ever heard back from anyone who has said that your work had a potential lasting effect on them?
Oh, yes, yes. Especially because, as opposed to photographing my life, that is the everyday life, I photograph my life over the last 30 years. Usually when I photograph for magazines, it's because something happened. And those images of this thing, that whatever the story was. I mean, a few months ago, I photographed a young woman and her mother who was dying of cancer. And it was a very meaningful 2 days for them, and I for me as well. They really opened up to me. And just to have those photos taken, her mother died since, and she wrote to me and said how important was the time spent making the pictures, and then having the pictures themselves as a memory and as a really celebration of the love and the closeness they had.
And Cindy?
Yeah, I recently had a session where I brought together a bunch of women that I have photographed to do a group session, and, you know, they all were talking about what their photo sessions meant to me. One of the most meaningful things that I heard was that I am so careful now not to say anything negative about my body around my children. And that just meant so much to me, to think that they had a changing relationship with their body since their photo shoot and are now careful not to send those negative feelings along to their kids. Another thing they often say at the end of a session is, I feel like I can do anything now, you know, before they've even seen their images, because getting naked in front of a stranger is really, really scary. And they found at the end of the session, they're like, wow, that was easy, you know, and that I always say that. I'm like, what else are you terrified of that'll actually end up being easy? What else are you going to go do that scares you?
Mm-hmm.
So I love to hear their examples of what they've started because of the bravery they got from a photo session.
We've been talking with two women photographers today about capturing women in their bodies freeze frame, as it will, in the form of what has turned out to be both beautiful photos and exhibits to help women and empower them to find self-acceptance, and displaying women's bodies in the most beautiful way possible. Cindy Johnson can be found at www.cindyjohnsonboudoirphotography.com and so on Facebook. Eleanor Carucci at ElinorCarucci.com. Thank you so much, Cindy and Eleanor, for being my guests today.
Thank you, Sima. It's a pleasure.
I'm Sima Shapiro, and to the listener, thank you so much for joining us today. And until next time, I hope you take care.